Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.
So they're back in the pack a little bit now, Reg. It's not panic stations far from it, but you wonder, there's a lot of what ifs when you lose three tight ones. You can easily reflect and get caught up in that, but this group, as you well know, only getting out of it in the last 18 months, won't reflect too heavily on it. It'll be very much, all right, well, we can't change it, so off we go, and it's Gold Coast next Friday night.
Yeah, obviously you'd much rather have those narrow losses go your way, put you in a pretty healthy position on the board, but and it gives you a bit of flexibility in back end of the year, I agree with that, but if they just narrowly won those games, it wouldn't mean they were playing better. I think Brian's point is right, and people don't always like to hear it, but execution things do sort of come and go in footy. Like, the opposition teams aren't typically cooperating with you, and it doesn't quite feel like they've nailed their execution, particularly going forward, but so many areas of the game do feel like they're actually going the Cats' ways, and it is frustrating when you play well and don't get the win, and that's happened a few times for the Cats. But yeah, you know, I'm very much glass half full with this group, so frustrated but not overly concerned.
Just for an example for the listeners, the last play where Holmes breaks free and then kicks it straight to Curtin, would that be something that's highlighted to the group as to maybe, or to, even to Max, just in his own individual edit, that, you know, what were you thinking?
Who do you think would be highlighting that edit? If that's an RFI for the group, and we're showing the group, who do you reckon the coaches would be looking at? Max, or,
well, just the whole setup,
because
I suppose.
he's running out of congestion late in the game, full speed with frantic pressure coming from behind. He probably doesn't know how much pressure. If you don't have a dinky little hit up, all you can try and do is bomb it long. Like, it's very hard to stop opposition teams having a plus one in that situation. And when a player is coming out under extreme pressure, like, that edit might get shown as just an interesting case study for what to do late in games, but I can tell you there won't be Max who's getting the RFI.
No, but would it be even just an individual edit with him and his line coach?
Well, probably to say well done, Max. Yeah. That'd be a positive for Max.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder, it's hard to know what was in front of him. I'm only looking at, he kicked it.
Again, we don't get to see any replays or behind the goals. And if somebody was dinking up, if there was an uncontested mark, then obviously you might say, well, obviously go there.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if there was, upon reflection. And if there's not, every player and probably every supporter watches knows late in game that ball's going dead long.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's one instant. I just wonder how the coaches use those whether they're tools or not.
Yeah, now, I'd be surprised if they look at it, to be honest. Because they did everything right up until, you know, the intercept mark. So that won't be the issue. That won't be the thing they look at. It'll be more the stuff that begins those passages of play. Like, I'd be surprised if they don't look at the first 10 minutes of the third and fourth quarter a little bit, and that's where their attention gets drawn to.
Yeah, they did seem to sort of drop, particularly, I mean, the last quarter, a few things went against them, free kicks. The first 10 minutes of the third quarter was probably their worst 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
where they got dominated, and the Crows were able to kick some goals just off the.
Sorry, buddy. I just very quickly reflect. So the Cats, no matter what happens, will probably be fourth at the end of this round still, unless Gold Coast got hold of Brisbane, and, you know, maybe a 50-point win would be enough to supplant Geelong. But, you know, you think the Suns are beating the Lions based on how the Lions are going at the moment? We're not sure. We'll see what unfolds over the weekend. It makes next Friday night a massive clash.
Who's next Friday?
Gold Coast.
Oh, down at
HMHBA.
Yeah. That's a win. Lock it away. Don't even need to watch that one. There you go. 10 goals to the Cats.
Just put the 4 points
with your nephew.
Yeah, I might come to that one. Come say good day. Do you see Big Reg peacocking around? I'll be well hydrated.
Is he on the big?
I'll be sending in some messages to you and here as well. Let me give you that.
Well, what about on the big screen? You'll be able to give us a bit of a point on a take a hanger pre-game. Just off the text line. Boys, how many times do you see Geelong forwards all going for marks and no one crumbing? We are really missing Stengel. Close has lost all form. That's from Will.
Can I just give you an update on Stengel? So he has been back at the club for the past fortnight.
Yep.
Talking to people at the club, it is tracking positively. There is some suggestion he could play some VFL between now and the AFL bye, which is also a VFL bye. So it won't be this week against Sandringham, but there are two more VFL games before the Cats have the bye. Which, if all things go well there, could we see him after the AFL bye?
Well, the vision I saw didn't suggest to me that he was close to fit.
He's got some work to do.
Yeah. I think he missed a lot of the pre-season.
Yep.
I think expecting a lot to. I'd be if he came back and played great. I wouldn't be expecting much if he did.
Mm.
Not in the. He looked like a country footballer on the vision I saw. So we'll see what happens. But he's missed way too much footy.
Yeah, he has.
And to think he's just going to slot back in and suddenly be Tyson Seagal at 22.
No, he's not.
It's not going to happen. No.
But he's got to get back. So you got to give him the opportunity to get back.
Well, they will. And if he want a month in the two, surely.
Yep.
I would have thought at least as a minimum. So that's the question. Stengel be a factor? Do you think Stengel will be a factor all this year? Or do we try to develop Ollie Wilshire in that role? That's from Dave.
I think Wilshire from Warrnambool gets another go.
Yeah, I thought his last quarter was awesome.
Was.
If the Cats had found a way of getting over the line, I think he would have had as much an impact in that last quarter as any player on the ground. Not exactly like for like. There isn't really a Tyson replacement, is there? Even all things being equal. So might be something the Cats need to address long term. But it'd be great to get Tyson back later in the year, but I wouldn't be rushing him.
Very different sort of players. Wilshire had 5 possessions in the last quarter. He had 13 for the game. So 5 of his touches all hit the target in the last term. He's more of a, like you said, he was better up the ground, creating play. He's quick and, he's confident. He looked a little off early, but as you'd expect, the conditions were very wet. And as it sort of dried out a little bit, he certainly came into his own and offers something a little bit different. Another one says, I think Bowes might find himself a permanent VFL player. Time to try George or Jai again. Disappointing from the Cats. So suggesting maybe Jack Bowes. He did kick a really nice goal. But I don't know. Just not sure what position he plays, Jack Bowes. I know they sort of throw him around a little bit, but he doesn't seem to excel at any one spot. He's not really a defender. He's not really a forward. He's probably not quick enough to play on the wing. Maybe midfield, but they don't seem to use him in the midfield a whole lot. He does these things where you think, God, that's great, but I just don't know where he fits into the group.
Yeah, he probably sees himself as an inside player, which is where he wants to play. He's not going to, I don't think that would be his long-term position. And you're right, he finds ways to impact and threaten to, have a really standout game. And then a couple of things just don't seem to quite go his way. So it's a frustrating one. I think the Cats probably have a few players like that. Even some of the guys that people want to see tried out, which I really do hope happens soon, by the way. But it's hard to see anybody outside of maybe the Warpedo being, in the final side when the Cats eventually get there from the twos right now, would be my feeling.
Has he been dominating the twos, Warple, or not?
So when did he come? He's only played the last two in the reserves.
And has he played well?
Because he was emergency with the Brisbane game. Yeah, he had 39 a fortnight ago.
That's a pretty good game.
Against,
oh, is that Brisbane?
No, that was...
I could have had 20 against...
No, that was the one down here in Sydney.
Right.
He and Bowes were huge. I think Bowes had a big number in that game as well.
Was that his 40-2 or something?
Yeah, no, that was against Brisbane the week before. But they both had big numbers. And then Carlton last week, I think he had some... I think he might have only had 20 last week. You can't... Unless you watch the VFL game siren to siren, they don't put up game time percentage. Mm. So he only had 20. I've got a sneaking suspicion that he might have been on managed game time, knowing there was only a 5-day turnaround from that to this game tonight in case they needed him. So he'll go back. I suspect the good thing is Geelong, all the emergencies, we won travelling one, they'll come home tomorrow and they will play in the VFL on Saturday. So that's
this is the worst gig in footy.
But they're off to Sandringham. Won't be Edwards. He's been managed. So the only emergency, the emergency would have travelled, Edwards may have travelled. Warple probably travelled, but he'll be the one. And Close will run around in the...
Travel.
Will play in the VFL.
The difference with Warple is that he probably has a far more defined role, doesn't he? He can come in and he can probably grunt player in the midfield. That's his go. I don't think he's really going to play anywhere else. Bowes, you can say, we could put him here, we can put him here. but does he play those roles well? But he probably has more versatility. So I don't know. I mean, that's why the coaches are on the big bucks. But seemingly at this stage, you can only think that Warple is certainly on the outer of the group for whatever reason.
Is he on a 3 or a 4-year deal?
4-year deal, I think, wasn't it? So, you know, I mean, maybe they're making him earn it. I have absolutely no idea, but...
Learning the Geelong way?
Well, yeah. I mean, interestingly, before he went out, I thought he played okay. The couple of games he played, he was...
Well, he was listed as managed out of the Brisbane game, not...
He was serviceable, yeah. And then he just has been completely
managed. Because the Geelong took the full squad to Brisbane because they played VFL on the Friday. And he was running laps around the Gabba after the game rather than playing VFL the next day. Just from on the KFC XP, just one I want to touch on, somebody's pointed out there was a whistle for a free to Holmes in the centre. They didn't call it back and Crows run away to score. I didn't hear the whistle.
No, I didn't hear the whistle. We're... Frenetic passage of play, Kingy. It was...
Surely if the umpire's blowing the whistle, he's blowing it again to say, hey, I'm
You would have thought
whistle.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you got your Geelong glasses on, it's a free. He did have the ball. He was dispossessed, and then the tackle went on. If they're not paying holding the ball, then it probably was holding the man. But, I mean, look, Geelong got a goal from a 50 that was pretty much a rubbish decision. I mean, one decision's not going to influence the contest, I wouldn't have thought. You know, Geelong had their chances. Adelaide had some injuries late. Just think Geelong... Yeah, there's some issues forward of centre. I think that's probably skill execution, difficult night. I get that. So you're going to have some skew-if balls, but just Cats have usually been a bit cleaner. And then up forward, I think there's problems in terms of if you're going to kick it long, you've got five blokes who all want to fly for it, that's an issue as well. What? So,
yeah. Jeremy Cameron doesn't look right with that arm. It was a contest late in the game that just seemed like he was protecting it. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, might have slipped out of the top three in the BNF, you reckon?
Probably. Not out of top 10.
O'Sheen takes a spot.
He had the quad. I reckon, could you argue, you'd have to have a look. Just numbers-wise, bar perhaps getting injured in a game and leaving the game early. He had four effective disposals and didn't have a shot at goal. I reckon that'd be the very few times in his career he hasn't at least had one shot at goal.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a good shot. He usually finds one.
Yeah, so he didn't have any. You might be right. He's carrying something. But anyway, the Cats, unfortunately, were on the wrong end of the... Pineapple.
Do you want any more KFC X's, Benny, or are you happy with what you've done there?
Yeah, I'm happy with it, my work, Kingy.
$4.95 hot rods at Mega Fill Up. Hot rods, aioli, juicy tender and chips, pick up only.
Frustrating 2 weeks, Adrian Mancini said.
Good fella, Andrew.
Missed too many chances, SDK in danger, very good. Absolutely they were.
Yeah.
Frank Denol's not happy with College Asdy. He thinks that he might be time to
How'd you pronounce that surname?
Frank Denoyer.
Oh, right. That's not a surname.
No. Kerry James lost all the close ones this year, but effort wasn't there until halfway through the third. I don't agree with that, but Neil seems to be a lot stronger in the contest. It's becoming a real problem. Bruin and the Butcher back to the twos. Bow's lifted. Sully is a star. So, anyway.
Cat fans positive. All right.
Crows were up for
Isn't
it.
Isn't that nice?
So Scott suggesting...
All the bloody skunks coming out, turning on their players. I hate this.
Crows were up for it. We missed some opportunities, but a couple of players just going at the moment. Inside, Stanley should have played and we were too clunky down forward, especially in the wet. Soft freeze to the Crows in the last quarter. So, Cat fans, Clinton Mitchell says, when will we learn we don't have to fly and get to the front of the contest? Yeah, that might be something that would be very handy. Oh, Clint.
Thank you, Ben.
Yes.
Kerr's Hire stats. Can you have a look at some key numbers for the evening, please, Benny? Kerr's Hire is your local hire company since 1982. Grovedale, North Geelong and Ocean Grove.
Cats had two more inside 50s. They had two more clearances. Scores from clearances was 5-6-36 to the Adelaide Crows, 4-5-29 to the Cats. Geelong had 18 more contested possessions. The Crows had 26 more tackles, 88-62. Effective disposal split right down the middle. And I can tell you, marks inside forward 50 on a night where they're at a premium. Geelong had five and the Crows had seven. So marks certainly were at a premium in terms of that inside forward 50 arrangements. Bailey Smith had 34. Dangerfield had 37 clearances, one goal, one. Max Holmes had 30. Myers had 25, the man we spoke to post-game, I should say. And Sam De Koning played one of these best games for Geelong.
Yep.
He had 25 touches. He had 11 clearances, if you don't mind. That was four clear of the next best clearance player, which was Dangerfield and Peatling for the Crows. So he had 23 contested possessions. 23 of his 25 were contested, Sam De Koning. It was a really big night. He played with a bit of sort of physicality and he's having a really good season. O'Sullivan good again with 24. Tanner Bruin had 23. Didn't notice him as much for 23. Bowes had 19. He kicked two goals, one. So you can't, it's hard to knock. Atkins 16. It's the 5 tackles for him, 4 clearances. Collar Jasny, 15. Stewart, 15. Ellie Dempsey, 14 and kick 1. Just some players who struggled a little bit. Jeremy Cameron, we mentioned him, just 4 effective disposals, no goals. Shannon Neal, 4 effective disposals, 1 goal, 2. Zach Guthrie was quiet in terms of possessions, just 6 effective disposals. Jack Henry up forward, 5 kicks, 1 goal. Jack Martin went right out of the game after the first quarter. He had 5 touches in the first quarter and then only touched the ball 6 times for the remainder of the game. So he was quiet and he had a crucial fumble at one point, although it didn't cost them a goal, it cost them a point, which... Cats lost by a point. For the Crows, Curtin had 26, Miller had 24, Laird 23, Worrell 22. A lot of those kickouts. Dawson was good, 22 and kicked 3 goals, probably the difference. Soligo 22, Peatling 22, and Berry had 20. So really even there, the Crows midfielders all getting 20 plus, but none of them absolutely outstanding in terms of numbers. Cook had 18, some players who struggled for them. Nankervis just the 9. Taylor, he kicked 1 goal, started really well, but only had 5 kicks in the end, and Fogarty was well held. He didn't kick a goal. Just 3 behinds, but in the end, the Cats have done pretty well on the stat sheet. Unfortunately, on the scoreboard, they lost by a point in front of 42-340.
Thank you, Benny. That is the narrowest margin in a game between Geelong and Adelaide since the Crows entered the competition in 1991. There'd been a 2-point win for the Cats in 2009 at Cadinia Park and a 2-point loss at Football Park back in 2013. I remember calling that game, actually. I think it was the last time we ever went to Football Park.
Football Park?
Yep. Right. I don't recall.
You would have played at Football Park? Yeah.
Oh, right. Football Park?
Yeah, it was called Football Park.
Out at West Lakes.
Football Park is the traditional name.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
That's where I debuted.
Yeah, Amy Park, yeah.
Just didn't know what you were talking about.
Amy Stadium. Benny.
O'Sullivan, did you know the O stands for son of?
Yeah.
I didn't. Some Irish woman rang up the radio station. She was talking about names and she said, O'Sullivan, it's son of. So I'm saying, oh, Casanelia. Do you think that could become something? Son of Alan?
Casanelia's Irish, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Casanelia?
didn't you say it was Irish?
It says like a brand of tomatoes. Irish?
Is it Italian? You lost your mind. Is it Italian?
Italian?
I don't know. What is
it? It's Italian. It's lasagna.
It? I thought it was Irish. Because people say...
Casanelia is Irish.
I don't know. Because people... Casanelia is Hang on. Well, people say Costello is Italian, and it's actually... Apparently Costello is Irish.
Well, it's Costello. Might be Irish. Costello sounds pretty Italian. Yeah, Costello's
Irish. Yeah. No. Casanelli was
Irish. You are Italian? Okay.
Yeah, of course. So, anyway, what are we doing?
I thought you were Caribbean.
Caribbean gold. Yeah. No, I'm definitely Italian.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. I don't know how we got onto this, but anyway. Hamlin Hanger.
Right, yeah.
Yes, Hamlin Homes, distinctively local, Benny.
Well,
we had a couple of good ones.
Yeah, we did actually. For a wet night, we actually had some crackers. And in the third quarter, the man who wears 28 for the Cats when they desperately needed it dragged down a lovely one-hander.
Hamlin Hanger.
Myers, close quarters to Coney. Got out of the tackle of McAndrew. Dangerfield on his non-preferred left to the... Oh, Dempsey with a party trick one-hander. Hamlin Hanger on Cork. Was positioned behind him. Stuck out the right mitt and reeled it in. Yeah, it was a fair grab.
What did you say? Right. What did you say during that call?
The right mitt.
I thought I heard something else just before that.
What happened? What did you hear?
No,
didn't hear anything.
That's my old ears. I'm going to turn up my things here. I heard something else. That's all right. Carry on.
You think I said something inappropriate?
It sounded inappropriate to me, but that's more reflection on
you.
My inner monologue.
Hamlin's acreage display in Bannockburn won a Master Builder Award. You can see it in person at 50 Geelong Road, Bannockburn. It's open 7 days, 11 till 5, including across the long weekend, which is upcoming, which many people are looking forward to. Time for us to wrap things up. On the other side, Steamatic Standout, Reg. You've got a couple of jobs to do. We'll get your Steamatic Standout off you, your disaster restoration experts, and also we'll have a look at the head-to-head for Evolution gas log fires. Unfortunately, the Cats in a thriller tonight, 4 by a point to the Crows. Thanks to GMHBA Health Insurance, you heard it all. Tonight on Live Breathe, Carol Footy.
Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.